When most people think about Phuket, they picture the postcard beaches, maybe some high-end resort.
Sure, the classic luxury experience.
Exactly. But something is changing on the island. There's this architectural evolution happening that's moving way beyond just comfort.
Oh, yeah, it's heading straight into sophisticated sci-fi living.
We're talking about homes that are genuinely intelligent, not just obeying commands, but actually anticipating what you need.
It's a complete paradigm shift. And I think the real question for anyone looking at property there now is, how far can we push this concept? A home that basically manages
A
itself
home that frees you up.
completely, not just when you're there, but maybe even more importantly, when you're thousands of miles away.
And that is the perfect mandate for this deep dive. Our mission today is to really cut through the marketing jargon and unpack the specific critical features, the tech, the infrastructure, the design that make these modern smart home villas in Phuket so compelling.
As a sanctuary, sure, but also as an investment.
Absolutely.
And for this, we're relying on insights that are deeply rooted in the local market. Our sources are all based on market intelligence from Ocean Worldwide.
And they're a luxury agency that's been in Phuket since 2004, right?
That's right, established in Phuket for 2 decades. Their director, Sandra O'Neill, has helped thousands of families and investors navigate this exact terrain. So this isn't some, generalized trend report.
No, this is grounded local expertise.
Exactly. It's about what really makes a difference on the ground in tropical real estate.
Okay, so let's unpack this. I want to start with what sounds like the most appealing part of these new villas. This idea of integrated living.
Right.
It's all about blending that cutting-edge tech with the relaxed island vibe everyone goes there for.
Integrated living at its best is all about seamless optimization. It isn't just, turning your lights on with an app. It's about the entire environment.
The air, the temperature, the light.
The air quality, temperature, light, sound, all of it working together to just minimize the friction in your day. The systems actually learn your routines. They adjust before you even realize you need something. That's where the true comfort comes from.
But let's be critical for a second. Most luxury buyers, they get mood lighting, they get automated curtains. For an investor, though, or someone who's only using their holiday home for, say, 4 weeks a year, what's the real value here?
That's the key question. And the real value, especially in a tropical environment, is all about passive management and risk mitigation.
Okay.
Think about it. Air conditioning is the single biggest utility cost in the tropics, hands down. A truly smart system isn't just about turning the AC on when you're heading back from the beach.
He's watching that.
It's dynamic management. It's monitoring the humidity, the ambient temperature. It's detecting if you left a window ajar, and it adjusts the power output. The return on investment isn't just convenience. It's about actively managing the high-cost risks of island living.
So the smart system basically acts like a full-time property manager handling your operating
A
costs.
very diligent one, yes. And that connects directly to the biggest selling point for anyone who doesn't live there full-time: security assurance.
Remote access.
You can check in on your villa from anywhere in the world through an encrypted app. And you're not just checking if the lights are off, you're confirming the security perimeter is sealed, the temperature hasn't spiked, that no critical systems have failed.
Like in that example from the source, the newly renovated three-bedroom pool villa, the D502.
Exactly like that one. For
Yeah.
an owner who only uses it sometimes, that level of control gives you a digital guardian. It's a level of security that a simple key and alarm just can't match.
That's the insight for investors, then. The jump from a standard alarm to a fully monitored, remotely managed home that's also managing its own bills.
Precisely.
Okay, so let's move from the operational side to the actual experience of being there. What futuristic features are really defining these villas? We mentioned automated lighting, but how is it better than just a timer?
It's about granular control. We're looking at systems like KNX or Lutron that are fully integrated from the build stage, not just added on later.
So they're part of the home's DNA.
Absolutely. And that lets you program these really complex scenes that adapt based on the time of day, not just a switch. For example, the system might change the exterior lighting based on how bright the moonlight is,
What?
or it could switch from a bright functional kitchen light to a soft, warm dining ambience with just one voice command.
And I'm guessing that integration extends to entertainment too.
Oh, seamlessly. And that simplicity is what luxury is all about. We're talking integrated audio systems, multi-zone speakers all through the villa,
Even outside.
even the outdoor areas, the pool deck. Everything's managed from one central intuitive interface: your home cinema, streaming, multi-room audio. No more hunting for six different remotes, no more mess of wires.
It's immersive, but simple.
That's the goal.
But you mentioned these aren't just tech packages inside old houses. The sources really stress intelligent architectural design. What does that spatial experience actually feel like?
Well, size is a big factor. It allows for real flexibility. We're seeing generous plot sizes starting around 800 square meters.
So plenty of room for gardens and a proper pool.
Substantial green spaces, yes. And inside, living areas often start from about 527 square meters. But this isn't just luxury for luxury's sake. You need that scale to really execute the design philosophy.
Which is that indoor-outdoor flow, right, that's so important in a tropical place.
It's crucial. And the design blurs those lines using huge sliding doors, floor-to-ceiling windows to maximize light and the views.
But how do they manage the heat and humidity that comes with all that glass?
With very high-quality materials. Thermally broken frames, low-E glass to manage solar gain. The flow is intentional, connecting the main living areas directly to the terrace and pool. It basically doubles your living space in the dry season.
What about the kitchen? Is it still just a small secondary space?
Not at all. It's completely evolved. The sources highlight a real commitment to what they call gourmet kitchens. We're talking premium quality appliances, often European brands, designed for serious cooking and entertaining.
So these are designed as real homes, not just holiday rentals.
Exactly. It signals that these are permanent, functional luxury homes where people are expected to live, cook, and host properly.
Okay, shifting gears a bit. We've talked about how tech cuts costs. But how do these villas actually work with the environment? I want to talk about sustainability and, maybe more importantly, infrastructure.
Right, and this is where you can really separate the high-end, future-proofed builds from the projects that are put up a bit too quickly.
How so?
Sustainability is now a core part of the luxury story. This means thoughtful building, reducing waste, and prioritizing green space over just paving everything.
The sources mentioned solar power and EV charging. Are people in Phuket really using that now?
They're massive indicators of future-proofing. Solar power directly tackles those high AC costs we talked about. For an investor, it reduces your reliance on the grid and protects you against rising utility prices.
And the EV chargers.
That signals a commitment to the next 10, 20 years of mobility. If you buy a villa today without that infrastructure, you're buying something that will depreciate faster as the world goes electric. It's a liability.
That makes total sense. Now let's get into the unseen stuff. The infrastructure that's easy to overlook, but is absolutely critical.
Yeah.
Water and power.
This is maybe the most important detail for living on a tropical island. Phuket, like many islands, can have issues with municipal water pressure and quality, especially in the high season.
Right. Relying on the public supply alone could be a problem.
It can compromise a luxury lifestyle.
So how do these smart villas get around that?
They use dual independent systems. First, most have reverse osmosis, or RO, water systems.
So purified drinking water from the tap.
Right from the tap. It drastically cuts down on plastic bottle waste. And second, and this is the one people often miss, is an independent supply from individual deep water wells.
How deep are we talking?
Often drilled down around 100 meters. This gives you a stable, independent source. It means the pool is always full, the RO system always has input, no matter what's happening with the municipal supply.
An independent water supply is huge. What about power? All these smart systems must need a really reliable connection.
Grid stability is just as important, especially during the monsoon season. Overhead power lines are so vulnerable to high winds and falling trees.
So what's the solution?
High-end developments use underground electricity infrastructure. It's not just for aesthetics, to make things look nicer. It's a critical resilience feature.
It protects the power lines.
By burying the lines, you ensure a smooth, uninterrupted supply. It protects all that sensitive smart home tech from surges and outages that could cripple the whole system.
So really, underneath all the luxury and automation, these properties are engineered to fight the specific challenges of living in Phuket.
Exactly. Resilience is the new luxury.
Okay, let's move to security, another key part of that peace of mind. How are these villas layered to guarantee tranquility?
Well, it starts with the community. They're almost always in private, gated communities, so you have a baseline security layer access control, often 24/7 security staff creating a secluded, peaceful environment.
And then at the villa level, the technology takes over.
Yes, the integration is total. You have advanced CCTV, usually with motion detection, that sends an alert straight to your phone.
So you get real-time updates.
Instantly. And secure entry systems are standard. Smart locks, key card access, remote intercoms. It gives you total control over who enters, so you can grant access to staff or guests from halfway around the world. It's sophisticated, but also flexible.
Speaking of location, where are these communities actually being built? How should a potential buyer choose?
The sourcing material points to two main areas. Chereng Talay is still the vibrant hotspot. It's close to Bang Tao and Layan beaches, full of trendy restaurants, international schools. It's for buyers who want an active, connected lifestyle.
And what's the alternative to that?
Palong. Palong is the more serene option. It's quieter, more of a nature-filled escape, but it's still really well-connected. Buyers there are usually looking for larger plots of land and a greater sense of privacy.
Okay, let's bring this all together and talk about the investment strategy. The material from Ocean Worldwide really frames this as a smart financial move. How do these features actually translate to better investment potential?
It's all about mitigating obsolescence. A villa built today with integrated solar EV charging and robust infrastructure is future-proofed.
And older homes aren't.
Older homes will likely need expensive retrofitting just to keep up, so their value will lag. These smart villas are built to maintain and, you know, potentially increase their value faster.
And for rental investors, the demand for this kind of convenience must command a premium.
A huge premium. The market has plenty of older luxury properties, but renters who want true, seamless comfort, especially high net worth families, will prioritize these smart integrated villas every time.
Which means higher rental yields.
Absolutely. The data from Ocean Worldwide suggests that custom-built properties, for example, can command rental yields of potentially 6-8%. That makes the initial outlay very attractive.
Which brings us to the practical, legal side. This is crucial for anyone investing in Thailand.
This is non-negotiable. You have to get expert legal advice to fully understand the ownership options, whether it's a leasehold or setting up a Thai company. And because you're buying such a complex integrated system,
you need a good warranty.
You must insist on a solid builder warranty.
And what does that need to cover specifically?
It has to cover the structural integrity, of course. But critically, it needs to explicitly cover all the major fixtures, the smart home systems, the RO system, the deep well pump. In a tropical climate, things can degrade quickly. A comprehensive warranty is essential to protect your investment long term.
This has been incredibly insightful. It's clear these Phuket smart villas are so much more than just pretty holiday homes.
Yeah.
They're engineered systems designed for resilience, efficiency, and superior performance.
They absolutely are. They represent the next generation of luxury living. It's a combination of high-end design, environmental responsibility, and just total operational control.
So we'll leave you with one final thought to explore. Given everything we've talked about, the independence from public utilities, the resilience against weather, the constant remote monitoring, what is the true ultimate value of owning one of these smart home sanctuaries? Is it the comfort and convenience you feel when you're there?
Or is it something more?
Or is it that fundamental guaranteed peace of mind you get from having an engineered system, a digital guardian, always watching over your property, actively managing its risks and maintaining its value no matter where you are in the world?
That assurance. I think that's the real value proposition of a modern, well-built smart villa in Phuket.
If you're ready to explore the types of villas available from pre-built homes to custom-built opportunities, we strongly encourage you to leverage the specific grounded expertise of Ocean Worldwide. You can find out more and see their amazing smart home options by visiting oceanwwp.com. They have 2 decades of experience in Phuket to guide you. That's oceanwwp.com. Thank you for diving deep with us.